Hi, this is Dr. Leung, L-E-U-N-G. The clinical professional last name is Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. First name is Donald. Date of birth is January 29, 1936. January 29, 1936. Next step of referring physicians, Peter Wong. And next of a chief complaint possible trigeminal neuralgia. Chief complaint facial numbness. Next right first progressive numbness. Patient's an 86-year-old male comment. Chief complaint right facial numbness. The patient tells me that he had a tooth extraction about a year ago, first off. After the dental procedure is done, comma, he start having hissing in the ear, first off. He start having the right facial numbness, first off. Patient have seen endodontist. Have facial swelling. His right face has been numb. It feels like a nerve, a numbness. It feels like novocaine injection. There's no pain. There's no sharpshooting sensation. There's no weakness. There's no double vision. There's no hemiparesis. Everybody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next paragraph of past medical history, high blood pressure, next number, past surgical history, spinal endoscopy, next number, hip replacement, next number, a coronary artery bypass graft surgery, next number, colon resection, next number, toe surgery, next number, mid-ear surgery, next number, accommodation, CHLORTHALIDONEE, next number, metoprolol, next number, atorvastatin, next number, zolpidem, next number, Nexium, next number, gabapentin, next number, allergies, no drug allergies, next number, social history, patient is married, first step, patient has two children adopted, first step, patient does not smoke, first step, patient quit smoking 40 years ago, first step, patient does not drink alcohol, first step, patient does not use illicit drugs, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, next number, review system, there's loss of hearing, first step, next step, paragraph, right facial numbness since the tooth extraction surgery a year ago, first up. Since then, he's been having right facial numbness, it feels like a Novocaine injection on the face, there's no pain, I suspect that he has a trigeminal neuralgia from the dental procedure or tooth extraction, patient does not have any facial droopiness, this is not Bell's palsy, next paragraph, information explain the patient of the above differential diagnosis, next over, I will prescribe the patient a brain MRI to definitively evaluate for a stroke and to rule out multiple sclerosis as the cause of trigeminal neuralgia. Patient has already tried gabapentin, that has not helped him. I will give the patient a trial of carbamazepine 200 milligrams once a day. If he's able to tolerate it, increase it twice a day. Side effects explained to patient. Recommendation filed May in a month. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is M A D D O N. First name is Michelle. Next pair of a referring physician is. Referring physician is Lorena Tan, T A N. Next paragraph of dear Dr. Tan. After question to see Michelle today for follow-up evaluation for headaches. Next for history present administration is a patient. Date of service is October 11, 2022. Date of birth is August 7, 1979. Next for chief complaint migraine headaches. And next for history present administration is a 43-year-old Female, common chief complaint for worsening headaches of Fustafa. She has been having migraine headaches of Fustafa. She's been taking Imitrax of Fustafa. You need to take the Imitrax 2 to 3 times a week of Fustafa. The Imitrax works to stop the headaches of Fustafa. However, the headaches that keep coming back of Fustafa. A patient has seen ENT. Comma for a hearing deficit. First of all, a patient tells me that the ENT doctor prescribed her Nurtec. First of all, she tells me that Nurtec has been effective for the migraines. First of all, patient also tried Topamax, which causes headaches. Amitriptyline. She's already taking it. That's not effective. First of all, stroke impression, migraine headache disorder. First of all, patient tells me that she's increasing migraine headaches. First of all, she tells me that the Nurtec is effective. Topamax causing side effects of increasing headaches. Amitriptyline is not effective. Next of our recommendation, explain the patient with developed diagnosis. Next of all, I will write the patient a prescription for Nurtec at 75 milligrams once a day is needed. Since it is working so well for her. I will give the patient Imitrax 50 milligrams once a day as needed as well. Amitriptyline 10 milligram pills, gamma half a pill for a day. For a day for headache prevention. For a patient follow me in 2 months. Explain the patient the common side effects from these medications. There's some months of the expectation. Next patient, last name is a M-O-N-C-A-E-A. First name is a E-M-I-L-E-Y. I'm sorry, E-M-I-L-Y. Date of visit is October 21, 2022. Date of birth is August 12, 1995. Christine Cave. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Christine. Last name is Cave. C-A-V as in picture E. C-A-V-E-N-P. Next wherever there's dear Ms. Cave, C-A-V-E, I have the pleasure to see Emily today for an initial evaluation for seizures. Next word, Mr. President, in this patient is a 27-year-old female. 27-year-old female, chief complaint of seizures. So, according to the patient, a patient was previously prescribed a neurologist in the past. A patient was diagnosed with a focal seizure. The patient has been having these since 2013. Patient has done EEG study. Patient also done brain MRI. With the brain MRI was done in 3 months. The patient tells me that she was given Lamictal. Lamictal has been very effective. It stops her from having seizures. However, lately, she ran out of the medication. Her neurologist changed her medication to Aptiom, A-P-T-I-O-M. She does not like Aptiom. She'll like to go back to Lamictal. Patient also tried Keppra before. That did not work for her. Patient tells me that the first time she had seizure was in 2013 when she was in the shower. She suddenly fainted in the shower. However, she hasn't had a seizure for a long time. Denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes. Next paragraph of past medical history. Focal seizures diagnosed by neurologist in 2013. Patient has been taking Lamictal. Next paragraph. Depression. Obesity. Menstrual anemia. Atopic dermatitis. Syncope. Panic attacks. Hypothyroidism. Epilepsy. Lupus. Current medication. Aptiom, A-P-T-I-O-M, 400 milligrams a day, meclizine. Zyrtec, vitamin D3, hydroxychloroquine, next number, levothyroxine, next number, albuterol, and ondansetron, next for allergies, no known drug allergies, next for social history. Patient is unemployed, patient does not smoke, or for some patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next number. Family history, a sister and brother of lupus, the first of an extracurricular review system. Patient has cold symptoms. First of a patient has acid reflux symptoms. The first of a patient has abdominal pain. First of a patient has a lupus flare and joint pain. First of a impressions, a history of focal seizures. So first patient was diagnosed with focal seizures by a neurologist in 2013. First up, patient has been taking Lamictal, and that has been fairly effective for her. First up, however, she recently ran out of medication and her neurologist switched her to Aptiom, A-P-T-I-O-M. Patient tells me she does not know the reason for that. First of all, she does not like that. First of all, she would like to go back to Lamecto. First of all, next of her recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next of her, I will prescribe the patient Lamecto 15 milligrams twice a day. First of, she tells me that is her usual dosage. First of all, next of her, I will also schedule a patient for an EEG study to evaluate for seizure disorder. First of all, so we'll also ask the patient to make sure her Lamictal dosage is 50 milligrams twice a day. First off, explain to her that that is kind of a small dosage. First off, explain to her patient the common side effects of the medication. First off, I'll recommend her to look at her previous pill bottles, commonly to see what dosage she was taking. First off, after the EEG study. First off, next of her, this marks a denotation. Next patient, last name is Morey, M-O-R-E-Y. First name is Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-A. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Date of the visit is October 3, 2022. Date of birth is December 25, 1975. Referring physician is wrong name. This marks the end of the petition. That's the wrong name. This marks the end of the petition.